December 27, 9:43 p.m., 2 hours before the event. As the big airliner climbed past 24,000 feet, the air pressure detonator worked exactly as planned. In retrospect, it was all too easy. A small metal box about the size of a child's shoebox held the components of the bomb: a 9-volt battery, a small brick of C4 plastic explosive, a sealed glass capsule, and a digital timer. The box was attached to the forward bulkhead and the non-pressurized nose cone of the airliner. The reduction in air pressure as the airliner climbed in altitude caused the air inside the thimble-sized glass capsule to expand until it burst. The shattering of the capsule completed an electrical circuit and started the digital timer. In 2 hours, the timer would reach zero, and the 9-volt battery would fire an electrical charge to the blasting cap and the C4. The blasting cap would detonate the C4, and the explosion would rip apart the big airliner, sending the 300-plus holiday vacationers to their deaths.